Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Lessons from Bobby 10 Reasons Robert F. Kennedy Still Matters is a short political and historical tribute by Chris Matthews, built around Robert F. Kennedy's centennial and framed as a guide to leadership in a divided America. Drawing on Matthews' long experience as a Kennedy biographer and political commentator, the book revisits RFK not mainly as a nostalgic figure, but as a model of moral courage, empathy, and democratic responsibility. Its purpose is both interpretive and practical. It distills 10 lessons from Kennedy's life and public career, then connects them to contemporary concerns such as trust, public service, political polarization, and the need to lead with conscience. The volume also includes a selection of RFK's speeches, reinforcing its documentary and reflective character. Rather than offering a conventional biography, it argues that Kennedy's example still has operational value for leaders, communicators, and citizens trying to understand how integrity can function in public life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, RFK, as a model of moral leadership in a fractured democracy. A central argument of the book is that Robert F. Kennedy mattered because he combined political ambition with a strong moral frame. Matthews presents him as someone who pursued America's ideals rather than simply exploiting public division. That framing is important because it places Kennedy in contrast to leadership styles built on cynicism, calculation, or ideological rigidity. The book suggests that RFK's relevance lies in his willingness to treat politics as a moral practice, not just a contest for power. He is shown as someone who believed public life should move toward justice, peace, and shared national purpose. This makes the book less about admiration in the abstract and more about identifying a usable standard for leadership. Matthews uses Kennedy's example to ask whether modern public figures still believe in the responsibilities that come with authority. In that sense, the book treats moral seriousness as a political asset rather than a sentimental virtue. Secondly, empathy as a disciplined practice, not a rhetorical posture. One of the book's most distinctive themes is its emphasis on empathy as something RFK practiced visibly and at personal cost. Matthews repeatedly highlights Kennedy's habit of showing up in difficult places, listening directly to people who were ignored, and meeting communities without condescension. This matters because the book does not define empathy as vague kindness. It treats it as an active leadership method grounded in presence, attention, and risk. The Compro discussion linked to the book underscores this point by describing Kennedy reaching toward the hand of a Mexican-American dishwasher, a detail Matthews uses to illustrate that compassion for him was embodied, not symbolic. The larger implication is that trust in public life depends on whether leaders can demonstrate that they see ordinary people as fully human. That makes the book especially relevant to readers interested in communication, politics, or organizational leadership, since it argues that credibility begins with genuine contact rather than messaging alone. Thirdly, owning mistakes and hanging a lantern on the problem. The book also draws a practical lesson from Kennedy's approach to accountability. Matthews describes the idea of hanging a lantern on your problem, meaning that leaders should name failures honestly, acknowledge their own role, and show what they learned. This is one of the most usable concepts in the book, because it moves beyond biography into a general rule for conduct in public life. Rather than defending mistakes through spin or denial, Kennedy is presented as someone who understood that credibility can grow when leaders are truthful about imperfection. The point is not that honesty erases damage, but that concealment usually deepens distrust. In modern terms, the lesson applies to politics, business, nonprofits, and any institution where reputation depends on public confidence. The book argues that accountability is not weakness. It is a way of preserving legitimacy when things go wrong. That gives the text a clear ethical and managerial dimension beyond its historical subject. Fourthly, democratic norms, concession, and respect for the system. Another important thread is Kennedy's commitment to democratic norms, especially the principle of conceding elections and respecting institutional rules. Matthews presents this as part of RFK's seriousness about the Republic itself. The book implies that democracy depends not only on winning arguments or elections, but on accepting outcomes, maintaining procedural legitimacy, and recognizing that the system must survive individual ambitions. This theme is especially significant in the current political climate because it links Kennedy's legacy to broader concerns about democratic stability. Matthews does not idealize politics as harmonious. Instead, he suggests that one mark of mature leadership is the willingness to accept limits and preserve the larger framework of self-government. That gives the book a civic dimension that goes beyond personal inspiration. Invites readers to think about the connection between character and institutions, and why public trust depends on leaders who are willing to honor rules, even when doing so is inconvenient. Lastly, the speeches as a companion text to Kennedy's public vision. The inclusion of a selection of Bobby Kennedy's speeches is more than a bonus feature. It is part of the book's argument. These speeches allow readers to encounter Kennedy's public voice directly, rather than relying only on Matthew's interpretation. They also strengthen the book's historical grounding, showing how RFK articulated themes such as national purpose, moral responsibility, and the possibility of a better America. In practical terms, the speeches function as evidence that Kennedy's ideas were not merely retrospective projections by admirers. They show the language, cadence, and public rhetoric through which he tried to persuade Americans in a moment of upheaval. This matters because Matthews is arguing that the past still speaks to the present, and the speeches provide that continuity in primary form. They also help position the book as part reflection, part reader's guide, and part political archive. For readers, this makes the volume more substantial than a simple commemorative essay collection. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for readers interested in American political history, leadership ethics, civic rhetoric, and the Kennedy legacy. It is especially well-suited to people who want a concise but interpretively serious account of why Robert F. Kennedy still matters rather than a full biography or a purely nostalgic tribute. For students of politics, communication, or public leadership, it offers a compact framework for thinking about empathy, accountability, democratic norms, and the moral use of power. For general readers, the book provides accessible historical reflection without losing its analytical purpose. What makes it stand out in its category is its combination of tribute and instruction. Matthews is not simply revisiting RFK as an icon. He is extracting lessons meant to function in present-day institutions and public debates. The inclusion of speeches also gives the book a documentary quality that many contemporary political tributes lack. As a result, it works both as a remembrance of a significant public figure and as a practical meditation on leadership in polarized times. If you would like to support Chris Matthews, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.